It is our third transfer committee game. It is also our first one that's been done remotely. Credit as ever to John Furlong for creating the game. Steve Davis, Russian, for pulling in the fees and the money and working on that with me. And Luke Birch has been absolutely invaluable in terms of collating the names. The rules have been 82 million plus whatever you get in. We're generous at 82 million is our view. And we're conscious of UEFA's football costs to turn over from 2025, wages to turn over as well. It's got to always be a plausible amount of work, and you need to be really clear on if you're happy to put a nose out of joint in terms of Liverpool's wage structure and also damage Liverpool's wage structure moving forward. The first thing you all need to do is you have to make a decision on Trent Alexander-Arnold's contract first and foremost. He wants parity with Salah in terms of units. I'll hand it over to you as however you're going to do it. Oh, and by the way, the committee is Robbie O'Neill, Belinda Barty, Mike Bangole, and Jake Nolan. I should have done that bit. Go on.
I'd give him parity. Where are we all about with that?
For me, as long as he wants to stay at Liverpool, I'm happy to give him what he wants. At the moment, if he wants to go, bye.
Pay the man. I'm happy for him to stay.
What's his value, Neil?
His value on the game, if you were to not give him the contract and want to move him on, is 84 million. That's how much we get with 1 year left.
A lot in it.
I mean, Bradley played well. am I the only Alas on the call here or what?
I don't think you're Alas. I think it's a good point. Because we can't sell Bradley either, can we? So we kind of stuck with him in the first place. He's on Brown. And you wouldn't want to sell him. But I think 84 is a lot of money. But my instinct was just kind of just getting the contract. And it's almost that's kind of like, just like be a world influence.
Is it a different show to discuss whether he plays in a two-man slot midfield? Or do we do that? Have we got enough time to do that?
What I wanted you to do was to work out what shape you're buying for. And I think the big question for every one of these, and I'm glad that you got there, Jake, and decided to do this bit first, is where are you playing him? Because I think where you're playing him dictates a lot of what else you do. That's been my instinct. Now, so far, everyone's been mad, and I don't think that's going to stop. But I think that's a really valid starting point.